All right, we want to welcome you again. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
All right, so you are in for a treat. And I say that a lot because I feel like every time you listen, you're always in for a treat because we try to keep it real. We try to have a lot of fun topics. Mm-hmm. But today, man, woo! The topic, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about the topic because it's going to be so much fun to talk about it. But before I introduce our topic today, I first want to thank Harris Booker from Banker's Life for being a sponsor and just the heart that he has for people and helping people, especially in the area of insurance, is huge. And so I want you to give him a call at 909-717-4886 and just ask questions. He's not going to charge anything. If you just have questions about insurance, whether or not if what you have is the right insurance, what you should do, what policies, he will be able to bless you and help you. And he'll do that all because that's where his heart is. Mm-hmm. So with that said, probably the next month or so, we've been getting a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And I've been really excited as we've been getting questions. And so I want to be able to bring some of those questions to the air because I feel like a lot of people can be blessed by those questions. And so our topic today is this: what to do when attracted to someone other than your boo.
That runs.
Right. You know, I mean, I was so excited. So where are we getting this from? Basically, I was so thankful we had Anton who wrote in and he had this particular question. And so this is what he asked. He said, I really like to hear a podcast on feeling attracted towards someone else when you're in a relationship. Even though you don't love this new person, you get mm-hmm. tingles around them. I like how they said tingles around them. And this can happen for both men and women. As you know, my girl and I both have experienced this at some level. You feel sometimes those tingles of certain people, even though you are in a relationship. And so mm-hmm. he just wants to kind of know, is this sinful? How do we stop it? You know, how do I not hurt the feelings of somebody that I'm in a relationship with? And mm-hmm. so there you go. What to do when you're attracted to someone other than your boo.
Right. Man, that's a good question. I mean, I think just to jump right in, I think right off the bat, though, you just have to understand that when it comes to being like attracted to people, I think it's just a human response, first and foremost.
I mean, you can't, yeah, I mean,
you can't help that.
Could you just imagine that you're just not going to be attracted to anybody.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, mind you, there are some people who aren't attracted to anybody.
Right.
But you're going to be attracted to all kinds of people.
Right.
And so, as you were mentioning, I was first thinking, like, how do we approach this? You know, do we go from married, you know, to you're not married? Because if you're married and if you're not married, it's a little bit different, even though there are similarities.
Yeah.
And so, because, you know, he's not married and this is his girlfriend, I think we should first deal with if you're not married.
Right.
And so, you know, continue with what you're saying, but absolutely, you're going to come across people.
Right.
In a relationship, you know, that you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just, like I said, it's just a kind of a day-to-day thing, and it's just something that you can't help. You know what I mean? You know, we look at, you know, all these mediums that we have in the world, TV, magazines, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can't help but not watch, you know, some type of TV that has a model who's the lead actress on the show. You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to happen. But, I mean, speaking to, you know, his situation, whereas, you know, you're just kind of dating somebody or whatnot. Yeah. Just like you said, that attraction level is different than when you're married. And I say, in this single phase, I mean, not the single phase, but this dating phase that you're in, it's okay, but it's not okay. It's okay to the point, like I said, where you just have those human things.
Man, you confuse me right now. This is what I came over. This is my number of point. Is that attraction does not move us in and out of relationships alone.
Okay.
And so don't look solely for attraction to move you into a relationship mm-hmm. and to also to move you out, especially in marriage. Because in marriage, sometimes you're going to find like, I don't really like my wife anymore. Mm-hmm. Or I really don't like my husband anymore. You know, as far as you're not really finding yourself attracted to him, that don't mean all of a sudden you can get a divorce.
Right.
And so especially when you're not married, you're just not moved into a relationship just because she's hot, just because he looks good. Mm-hmm. That is not the motivating factor. And so could you imagine if every time you were attracted to somebody, that's who you try to date and you try to go out with them?
You'd be doing that all day.
You'd be doing that all day. That would be a mess. And so to piggyback on what you're saying, you're going to have moments where, yes, you're going to find yourself attracted to somebody. And you're in a relationship and you're like, woo, like, you know, she look good. Or, man, he's really nice. And so you're going to have those moments. But that does not move you to into a relationship.
Exactly.
That shouldn't move you all of a sudden and say, okay, I'm going to drop my girl that I've been with for 2 years. So what is moving you? What moves us is more than that. It's substance. Mm-hmm. It's who is this person? What about this person? And so it's those godly things that we've been talking about in our previous podcast that you're building those things up. You want to, what do we call dating? That's data collecting friendships. Yeah. You know, so you're looking at that type of things, man. So any thoughts on that one, man?
Yeah, man, it's, you know, just like I said, it's kind of a just an interesting way because you don't necessarily want to be attracted. It's not a desire for you to just be attracted to everybody. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, it happens. But just like you said, if it's not moving you in or out, you just have to know how to maneuver around those attractions and maneuver through that. You know what I mean? And I think that just goes into, you know, one of the other questions he asked was, you know, me being attracted, is it sin?
Okay.
You know, and, you know, just thinking about that, I don't think necessarily the attraction, you know, is sin necessarily, but the question you have to ask yourself, you know, is my attraction becoming lust?
Okay. All right.
You know, because you have the attraction where you kind of admire somebody's, you know, physical appearance or, you know, little things that they might do, you know what I mean? And that's the tingle, you know, you get like, okay, that's, yeah, I really like that. You know what I mean? But then when we move into that lust phase, that's okay. I'm just really thinking about this person all day. And, you know, now I'm creating these sexual desires in my head with this person and stuff like that. Right. That's moving into lust, you know, and that's, yeah, that's going down the sin path.
And that's where we have to cut it off. And we have to be so mindful of that. You're going to have those moments that you are attracted. But what are you doing after that?
Mm-hmm.
Because the temptation itself is not sin.
Right.
But rather, it's what are you doing after that temptation? I was thinking of James. As I'm thinking about that, pull up James. I think it's James chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
But in James chapter 1, it talks about how we have temptations. And in those temptations is when we're drawn by our lust, when we're drawn into those things and they fully conceived. And so are you acting on it? And you mentioned a really good thing because you could be acting on that temptation in your mind. And so you got your girl, you got your wife, you got your husband, you got your man. And so in that, all of a sudden, you're having this daydreaming that you're sexually going someplace with them in your mind. And so it's the double look. You know, so you saw them the first time. And yeah, they look good and you were attracted to them, but it's like the double look, you know, it's like the extra long hug, you know, and so you see them or you're flirting with this and you got this person that you said you're getting tingles about. You get excited when you see this person when you go to work. You got to work with this person, but you're getting excited when you see this person when you go to work. But where are you allowing that to take you? Where are you allowing that conversation to go? Because the Bible says that a little bit of leaven leavens the whole lump.
Yeah.
And so I mentioned that because a little bit of innocent talk here and a little innocent text there can all of a sudden take you someplace to where all of a sudden you're full blown into an affair. You're full blown into cheating on your girl. And now mind you, you're not supposed to have sex,
right?
You know, before you get married, but you can still cheat on somebody. If you've made a committed relationship where even though you're not married, but you're saying we're exclusive. Okay. And all of a sudden now you're giving your heart and emotions to another person. That's a form of cheating.
Right.
And so you want to be careful that it's going to start off real innocent as a hug and with a talk and because you're attracted, but you have to cut that thing off.
Right. And you know, too, you know, when it comes to just, you know, this attraction for somebody else, I think another dangerous place that we go down to is when we notice an attraction to another person, and then right off that bat, we start comparing them to the person that we may be with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's not good.
So, you know, once you start to introduce that, then yeah, you know, this new person that you really know nothing about except the outer shell is, of course, going to appear better to you than the spouse that you're with that you know so much about. See, and little idiosyncrasies and
stuff. My daddy used to always say, the grass is greener on the other side because that's where all the manure is. Right. You just ain't stepping it. You just don't see it. So it looks beautiful until you get over it. And all of a sudden you realize, well, man, that's where all the crap is. And so, you know, you have to be mindful that the grass is going to look greener, but that does not move you. You have to begin to see what's good on your side. And so I see you looking at something. You got a scripture there?
Right. So just speaking on that, you know, where when you... Yeah, just like comparing the new person to your spouse or something like that is, I think, a great scripture is Proverbs 28:13. where it says, you know, he who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion. So in that scripture is you just have to be honest and true with yourself about what you're feeling, you know, and these attraction emotions. Yeah. I wouldn't say not necessarily like you need to tell your spouse every time that you're attracted to somebody, but this is more so on the spectrum of if you have a prayer partner, accountability partner, you know what I mean?
Okay.
If you feeling this attraction is like, oh, this is coming on a little strong. You know, you need to tell somebody about that so they can keep you accountable so you can stay out of those, you know, stay out of that area.
That's good. And, you know, and what is that accountability? And that's one of the things that we have to look at is you have to recognize when you're struggling with something. You have to recognize that, wait a minute, I am tempted here. Mm-hmm. And you have to recognize, wait a minute, I am attracted. So what boundaries are you setting up to protect that? And right. So that was one of the questions is, wait a minute, I don't want to hurt my girl. Well, the way that you don't hurt your girl or the way that you don't end up committing adultery and end up really ruining that marriage is that you got to set up boundaries. And so you work with that person, but that don't mean that you have to, we just kind of talked about it. You know, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden they have your number. Or you're talking back and forth on Facebook and Instagram. And, you know, we have all our like little, man, I feel like there's more sneaky ways today to talk, mm-hmm. but not really talk. And all of a sudden, you don't have to get all your information. And so, I mean, all of a sudden, you're getting all kinds of messages in IG. And you're like, well, wait a minute. For those that, I'm talking about Instagram.
Right,
I just want to make sure. I know a lot of people know what IG is. But all of a sudden, like, you're getting messages with inside IG. And you just have them, you're following, you might be following 1,000 people. They're following you. And so you didn't actually give them your number. But all of a sudden, now they have access to you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey.
They can connect to you. That's true. It even gets worse with Snapchat because Snapchat, you post something, it's only there for 24 hours.
It's gone, right.
You know what I mean? So just like you said, just on that sneaky plane, it's just really easy to do that.
And so we definitely want to be mindful of that. And I was thinking about something I want to piggyback on mm-hmm. that is that when you're married, your desires are to your husband. Your desires are to your wife. And so there's the proverb says this, that let the breasts of your wife mm-hmm. satisfy you. And so you're not supposed to be looking all outside your marriage in order for that satisfaction. And so you have to be careful. So though I see it and though I'm attracted to it, does not mean that that's what I'm seeking for mm-hmm. to fulfill my attraction, to fulfill my needs.
Right. Don't pitch your tent. That's what, that's in Genesis a lot. He pitched his tent.
Don't pitch your tent. All of a sudden you camped down, got the window toward it. Because that's going to lead you down that wrong path again. Mm-hmm. And now you might say, okay, well, wait a minute. I'm just, you know, I'm not married. But even when you're not married, there's a purpose behind dating.
Right.
You're not just dating to date. And so when you're dating to say, look, first, I feel like I'm ready to sacrifice. I feel like I'm ready to be who God wants me to be in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, you are modeling some things inside that dating relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you make a commitment to say, it's just me and you and we're exclusive, then you're modeling, okay, well, wait a minute. I'm just not going to go off and just seek my needs from somebody else.
Right.
Just because I'm attracted to them.
Right. You know, and another thing that I think about too, you know, when it comes to just kind of like preventative measures, I think another big thing is I go into 1 Corinthians 15:33 where it says, bad company corrupts good morals.
Mm.
Now, when we read this scripture, I think most people equate that with just like, oh, the group of friends that I'm hanging around with.
Yeah.
But it also pertains to the places that you position yourself into.
That's good.
I was having a conversation with one of my friends the other day, a married friend, and you know, he got together with a couple guys from work and they went to a bar to go watch the playoffs or whatnot. But the restaurant that they went to / bar was called the Tilted Kilt. And so I'm not sure if you guys ever been there, but like, you know, like the waitresses, they wear these kind of like, you know, little kilt skirt type deals, you know what I mean?
Right.
So he's telling me about it, and I was like, well, you know, if you're feeling attracted to these waitresses and stuff, then you know that's a place that you shouldn't be going anywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when it comes to bad company corrupting good morals, where are you placing yourself? Are you putting yourself in positions where you're just allowing yourself to be tempted? You know, or are you, you know, staying away from, are you really practicing on staying away from that and, okay, I'm not going to put myself in that situation for anything to even happen. Right.
Well, and that's the second look. Mm-hmm. That's that extra time that you're going to spend like, ooh, and in awe. And so, yes, you're going to find yourself attracted, But are you seeking them out now for hugs? You know, for the extra long hug. You know, y'all, you know the energy is there. We've all been there, so don't fake it. Come on. You know who you're attracted to, and you know who's beginning to just pull on those strings, those emotions. And so you got to cut it off. Right. You got to realize, because otherwise that temptation will go someplace that's sinful. And I know we had this up, so I want to say it before we go. And that's that in James chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it brings birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to death." And so that I don't know if you guys seen that pattern. And so here it is. There was that temptation.
Right.
But am I allowing that to entice me? Am I allowing that to continue to just stay there? Do I immediately redirect? Do I immediately say, okay, let me refocus? Because you're going to find yourself tempted in life. Unless you're just going to completely cut yourself off from the world and lock yourself up, you're going to be tempted by things. Whether or not if it's in attraction, whether or not if it's money, whatever it is, you're going to be tempted. But where do you allow that temptation to take you? Mm-hmm. Are you allowing it to continue to pull on your heartstrings? And then now you're thinking about it to where you've thought about it so much to where now it brings forth conception in your actions.
Right. That's good. Yeah, this is just it's kind of like it's an interesting topic to talk about, but it's just so real. You know what I mean?
Because it's super real.
These are day-to-day things that just happen that we don't necessarily, you know, really converse about.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really good to just have open dialogue. Like I said, especially, you know, this is really where accountability partners really come in, where you could just feed off of each other, know, and help each other out.
Well, Anton, man, we thank you so much for sharing that particular question. We have, I know some other viewers or listeners, I'm sorry, some other listeners have written in, and so we're going to get to your questions. And if you do have questions, please, you can leave them in the comment section. You can email us. You can always always follow us on, you know, at our Instagrams. I know I'm at Brian E. Wallace.
Yeah, and I'm at Keontae McDonald, K-E-O-N-T-E.
But don't be sending us no enticing messages as we talk about that right now. So,
right.
But the thing is that we want to hear from you. And so we definitely enjoy it. Also, one of the things I want to let our listeners know is that I'm in the process of building and moving our relationship conference on a tour. And so I did a conference in Southern California entitled Chasing Happily Ever After. And so just look for updates on that. We're really excited about that happening. It's going to be in San Diego. It's going to be in San Bernardino. It's going to be up north in Sacramento and other areas. And so we're looking to bring that to other parts of the country. And so if your church is interested, if you have a young adult group, you have a singles group, it's pretty much everything is prepackaged and planned. We just need a host church and just some leaders at that particular church. So if you're interested in that, please contact us on the website. You can go to simplifycomplexity.org, or you can contact us through some of the other means. So again, that's simplifycomplexity.org. You have any last thoughts, man?
Just a last thought is, you know, just thinking about, you know, attraction and temptation and lust. I just want to put out there that, you know, if you've experienced these things, and, you know, a lot of us, when we are with somebody and we do get attracted to somebody, we kind of feel, you know, we feel that guilt that we just feel bad about it. You know what I mean? But I just want to remind you that, you know, you guys can be forgiven. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I think about 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness."
Yeah.
You know, so maybe your attraction has brought you to lust, or maybe you notice that, like, man, I like being in places where I'm getting attracted to people. Now I know that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, you know, pray to God, give him, you know, just give him what you're feeling.
Right.
And, you know, he is faithful and just, and he'll cleanse you. But it's your job after you get the cleansing to stay on the right path.
And you actually made me just think about something where, if you do have those moments where you saw somebody and they caught your eye, but you didn't linger, meaning, you know, it didn't go someplace, that don't mean you got to go back and tell your wife, like, "Oh man, I looked at somebody today." You know, I mean, you exercise judgment, you know, with some of those things, you know. But definitely, if that is going someplace and you do need to have that conversation, have that conversation. But just be mindful, the moment that you're attracted to somebody does not mean all of a sudden you've committed sin. It's just, where does that go from there? Mm-hmm. That's where the sin is conceived. So,
all right.
Well, let's pray. Father, we love you and we thank you for another day. We thank you for people like Anton and others who are listening, and they're just being blessed and encouraged by this podcast. And we just pray that you just continue to bless them and encourage them. Father, there might be somebody listening that's really just they've overstepped some boundaries. They found themselves attracted to somebody, and they're playing with that. They're teasing themselves with that fire, and they're going to get burnt. And not only them, but the person that they're with is going to get burnt. And this is going to be a mess. And so, Father, we don't want sin to destroy our lives. And so, Father, help us to get control of our minds. Let us get control of where we're allowing our thoughts to go, where we're allowing our eyes to go, and be mindful of those things. And help us to just stay committed and seek what we're supposed to seek from you first. And then for those that are married, they seek their needs from their spouse. We love you. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Until next time, God bless you and God keep you. Come on, stand up, put your hands up, make some noise, party with me, it's a reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be, or people I'd rather see, where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be, where the Lord is, then there you'll see me, if the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going, let us be best minded with the mind of Christ, let us love one another as you will love I, you need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too